Some campaign news now. President Bush and Senator John Kerry have laid out their long-term plans to cut dependence on foreign oil and develop new sources of energy at home. Here's NPR's Allison Aubrey.
When President Bush and John Kerry talk about their long-term visions for energy policy, they sound as if they're campaigning on the same ticket. Both paint a picture of a far-off future where hydrogen and fuel-efficient cars replace gas guzzlers. So the question for voters is which candidate is most likely to get the nation there. Kerry backers say it's not a job for a former Texas oilman. On the stump, Kerry says Mr. Bush's close ties to Mideast oil are holding the nation back.
This is a weakness that this administration has ignored and one that must be addressed. I have proposed a plan for energy independence from Mideast oil in the next 10 years.
Most scientists and policymakers say this one-decade timeline is not practical. But to move towards the goal, Kerry says his plan calls for billions of dollars in subsidies.
It invests in new technologies and alternative fuels. It provides tax credits to help consumers buy and manufacturers build fuel efficiency cars in the United States of America, built by Americans.
There are fuel-efficient cars available today, but President Bush likes to tell voters that John Kerry is not among those choosing to drive them. During a recent campaign stop in Michigan, Mr. Bush criticized Kerry for talking the talk on environmentally friendly cars, but not walking the walk, reminding the crowd of what his opponent had told Michigan voters about the kinds of cars he owns.
He said, well, we've got some SUVs. He talked about having a couple of minivans and a big Suburban.
Later, Mr. Bush said Kerry backed off owning an SUV.
To clear up the confusion, he said this, the family has it, I don't have it. In other words, he doesn't have an SUV except when he's in Michigan.
Pollster John Zogby says even if SUV ownership is insignificant to voters, raising the issue this way can be an effective political tool for President Bush.
Republican or Democrat, liberal or conservative, young or old, hypocrisy just doesn't work when you're running for president of the United States. So look for Kerry to be jabbing the president right back and charging him with hypocrisy on some issues as well.
Kerry has found his opportunities. On the stump, Kerry says while Mr. Bush calls for new ways of producing clean energy, his administration has relaxed environmental rules, making it easier for power companies to pollute the air with emissions that lead to health problems like asthma and heart attacks.
I believe we deserve a president of the United States who understands that it makes a difference. The quality of air that goes into the lungs of Americans, it makes a difference to our health care bills, it makes a difference to the quality of our lives, and we deserve a president who's going to fight for the American people.
Energy policy rarely takes center stage in a presidential campaign, but pollster Chris Barnes of the University of Connecticut says this year Americans seem to be listening.
It's one of the few times you see energy policy affect the average person, right? When they can feel it at the pump, they care. And what they want is somebody to solve the problem. They really don't care about the mechanisms.
President Bush's plan to solve the problem can be distinguished from Kerry's plan in the short-term objectives he set out. For instance, although he doesn't talk about it much on the campaign trail, Mr. Bush supports drilling for oil in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Reserve. While pushing hydrogen for the distant future, Mr. Bush supports making the most of the domestic fuels that the nation uses now.
We need clean coal technologies. We need to be exploring for natural gas in our own hemisphere. We need safe nuclear energy. We need a full-scale energy plan to make us less dependent on foreign sources of energy.
Mr. Bush blames Congress for a lack of progress on this agenda during his first term. Republican leaders have been unable to pass an energy plan for 2 years running.
We don't have an energy policy. It's bottled up in the United States Congress. They can't get it out of the Senate. It's stuck.
And pollster John Zogby says if history is a guide, the issue of energy policy may fall to the wayside.
Twice now we've had major energy crises, and Americans rallied. They conserved, they paid extra, and a dent was made. However, as soon as prices were stabilized and no one was preaching doom and gloom anymore, we went back to our old habits, plus some.
For the moment, both campaigns are using the issue to both tout a future vision and expose their opponents' weaknesses. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.
You can find speeches on energy policy and other campaign issues at our website, npr.org.